Black Friday.
Hiya.
Jim Distortion. I thought I'd do like a daily little podcast, get you used to the sound of my voice and to get myself back into the swing of things. So today I thought I'd talk about Black Friday. Black Friday being relevant to me as a tattoo shop partner, me and Dave decided to give 20% discount on some vouchers as part of the Black Friday scheme, which seemed a good way of giving back to our customers, but a bit more about that later. Black Friday, I remember as a child when it first started, I think it was when I was that young, they basically, Walmart would have a sale on televisions and people would fight over them. And then us in England would go, oh, good heavens, we'd never behave in that manner. And Americans would go, gee, man, I want a TV. Let me have a TV. Can I have that TV for that price? Good God. And then everyone would want one. There'd be a big fight and people would scream and shout. And that's what I remember of Black Friday. Now it seems Black Friday's changed a little bit. You know, from the high street, it's very much gone online as well. You know, so Amazon Black Friday sales, everyone's giving discounts for everything. But mostly, I suppose, because the high street in this country is dying a little bit. They decide, the big corporations, that is, to look like the benevolent people that they aren't, and give 20% discount off whatever they do. So Amazon is giving you a discount off certain products. It's probably that they've got more products of, you know, more of that product in the industry warehouse. So they want to sell it. So they discount it and then go to everyone, aren't you lucky? But, you know, smaller businesses like ours, Madhouse Tattoo in Stansted Abbots, we give it away to say thank you. You know, we've not done it before and we may not do it again, but it's a good way of giving our customers who want to buy tattoos from us, at a time of year where money is a bit scarce, they can maybe get something a bit cheaper. Obviously, as a marketing strategy, discounting is the big no-no. Because, you know, once you've discounted once, there's only one place to go, you know, it's down. But, you know, with vouchers and, you know, tattooing, I keep saying, you know, how annoying is that? I apologise. When you're giving away things for free, and we are doing it as a thank you, you know, we actually lose money doing it. But that's good because that means then more people can come and see us. More people have got the money to get the tattoos they want. And therefore, word of mouth will be promoting us, you know, further afield. So that's a good thing for us. Also, it genuinely does feel good to give back something to our customers for being loyal to us as well. So that's good. What actually is Black Friday? Right, Friday is, you know, the Friday after Thanksgiving in the US. Okay, so, but it's also seen as the start of the Christmas shopping time, if there is such a thing. So from now on until Christmas, you know, it's full on sales, media, everything's all about Christmas. I'm sure we've all seen the Coca-Cola lorry and the Aldi flipping carrot, was it? I thought that was funny. I think once you have a thing like Black Friday, where it starts as this massive lunacy of discount, and then it becomes something more, i.e. if it's gone from just, you know, shops like Walmart doing it to everyone, you know, grabbing hold of it. You know, it's the British thing about taking on Americanisms. We love doing that. So we, as a nation of retailers, have taken on the fact that this is what works and people need to have a discount. So that's why we all do it, I suppose. As I say, it's the first year that I've ever been a part of it. But, you know, I've benefited from discounts from people and that's great. You know, anything that makes your shopping experience cheaper is a good thing. You know, Thanksgiving being a celebration in America, right, of the harvest from the last year. So basically all of the thing that's been provided, you know, they want to celebrate that. So some employers over in America give their staff that, you know, this Friday off as well as part of the long Thanksgiving holiday. Obviously, we don't really do that over here. It's not a holiday. We don't have Thanksgiving. So this blind following America into things, I suppose it literally is just, for us, a soulless way for people to get cheaper things. Don't think that's a bad thing necessarily, do you? Getting things for cheaper? The only slightly soiled side of it is because I'm skeptical about everything, I will see it as a way of promoting themselves, i.e. the big giants, as this benevolent, you know, provider of cheap things. I think the things are cheap in the first place. And they put on huge, you know, profits on top of it. So therefore, now they can give huge discounts because of the amount of bulk they sell of it. Taking that aside, when you are a smaller business giving discount to customers, it can, you know, actually hurt the smaller business, but the gain in promotion is what we're looking for. So why did we follow America into Black Friday? I think because it's a good chance for us as small business owners to give back. The larger business owners look good. And as a whole, getting things for cheaper isn't a bad way to go. Okay, thanks for listening. I'm Jim Distortion. Distortion's got issues. Large shows coming soon.